Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farish, and I am thrilled to have Dr. June Stevens with us today. Dr. June is the owner of NorCal Natural Medicine in Redding, California, working primarily in women's health and cardiology. Her mission, put health back into healthcare and move the world towards wellness. Dr. Stevens is the author of international best-selling book, What in the Gut is Going On? 5 Key Elements to Master Your Hormones. And Dr. Stevens, welcome and thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I'm very honored to be here today. So thank you for the invitation, and I just look forward to sharing my information with the world. So thank you very much.
Yes. Well, Dr. June, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came into your passion and purpose.
I grew up on a small family farm, and I think I just had an innate love for nature from the very get-go. So I think that is sort of the foundation for why naturopathic medicine has resonated me in my chosen career. And I would say my first instinct, I originally thought I would pursue nursing long-term. I recall the first book I actually read by myself and completed at the age of 4 was Florence Nightingale. And I remember telling my mom when I completed the book that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a nurse. And so that was, at 4 years old, I had a strong inkling that that was the area I wanted to go into, and I was blessed with being able to pursue that. And it was such a gift because when I actually graduated from nursing school, my mother had actually given me a handwritten note that we had written together when I was about 5, stating what I wanted to do when I grew up. And I had no idea she hung on to that little letter, but she actually gave me that letter when I graduated nursing school. So that was sort of the trajectory for, wow, you know, I knew at age 4 I wanted to be in health and healing. And I loved my job as a nurse. I truly did. But I think what launched me truly into naturopathic medicine is I had a family member who at a very young age had a medical condition that was overlooked by the medical community for many years. And when she finally received her diagnosis, it was a pretty late stage Crohn's disease diagnosis, and we went through quite some turmoil on finding the right treatment for her. And as a nurse at the time, we weren't having great success with our allopathic treatments. And it was a fellow nurse friend of mine that had asked if I had sought out a naturopathic doctor. And I'd never even heard of one. But through some research, we came in contact with a provider in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and took my sister to that provider. Her name was Dr. Christy Fazler. And with nutritional interventions, IV therapy, homeopathy, we had a complete turnaround in my sister's health care. And that was the launching moment for me, knowing that, wow, that's what I wanted to be doing. And so that's what prompted me to move on to naturopathic medicine and graduate from naturopathic medical school. And truly, it's been a blessing for me. It truly is the passion and the direction I was meant to be going. And to live it every day, it's a pretty special thing.
That's wonderful. And your mission to put health back into healthcare and move the world toward wellness is such a lofty and empowering mission. And you serve as a clinician, an advocate, an educator to help women take control of their health. Can you talk a little bit more about neuropathic medicine and integrative health and why this is so important to restore health?
Oh, absolutely. So naturopathic medicine, it's really the treatment modalities that we utilize that sets us apart from conventional medicine. So we come from really 6 specific premises as a foundation of medicine. You know, first, do no harm, identify and treat the underlying cause, physician is educator, prevention is the best treatment. And I would say for me, the tenet that has probably resonated most with me is that of physician as educator. And I really feel the difference between conventional medicine and naturopathic medicine is our goal is to educate our client, our patient, to empower them in what they can do to better serve themselves, take care of themselves, prevent and treat disease. So we take the time to really educate them and empower them to be the active participant, which is so different from conventional medicine, usually which is focusing on suppression of symptoms, not necessarily identifying the cause of the symptoms and treating the root cause. So that's really what sets us apart. Integrative medicine is a little bit of both. A lot of integrative medicine providers, their fundamental foundation is really conventional medicine, and then they add on some additional trainings in some of the alternative and naturopathic therapies and incorporate that within their practice. So it's quite a different spectrum, and the scope of practice for different providers can be very, very different. So that's where the healthcare consumer really needs to do a little research on their own, because not all naturopathic providers certainly are treating and or practicing the same. Some are a little more allopathic-minded, and some are very naturopathy-minded. And so it's quite a broad spectrum, which can be confusing to the consumer, but just asking questions and doing a little research and interviewing your doctors and making sure it's a good fit, that's really where the health and healing begins, is when you have a good fit with your provider.
This is great, and it certainly helps our listeners really understand what neuropathic medicine and integrative health care is about and your mission. So, Dr. June, when did you start writing?
That's a good question. I'll be very honest. Writing is new for me. I've been a clinician for all my years and an educator primarily. So really, the writing for me started just prior to COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic onset. Prior to that, I had written PowerPoints and written lectures and handouts and things of that nature and done some articles and such for a few books and textbooks. But to actually sit down and become a writer, it's something I always sort of had an inkling to do, but I'll be honest, spelling and English and grammar were not my strengths. Math and science were. But I had an opportunity just prior to the major pandemic lockdown. I was sitting at an entrepreneurial women's leadership meeting, and the speaker was actually asking us in the audience to sort of take a broader look at our profession, and she actually encouraged us to look at our chosen vocation compared to our profession, because sometimes if we narrow ourselves into a profession, we lose the fact that there's a lot of other things outside of our profession that might fit in our vocation that could be very fulfilling. And it was an aha moment for me. I felt at that time that she asked us to do that little exercise, that the little inkling for writing my book was more than just an inkling. It's what I really needed to do. Instead of just allowing myself to continue being a clinician day in and day out, which I love to do, I know I had a bigger message that I needed to get out to a larger group of people. And I knew the book was there inside of me. I just didn't know how to do it. Now, moving fast forward with COVID-19 and the lockdown and a lot of conferences and such that we were usually involved in all closed down, it offered me the opportunity to sit down and write the book. So for me, that was a year and a half of opportunity to really challenge myself to get this information that I share with my patients day in and day out, and how important I felt getting that information out to the mass numbers was really the tipping point for me to write the book.
Well, what a fantastic beginning, taking your knowledge and your wisdom to a level to reach others. And this is your first book in your naturopathic wisdom series, and so there is more to come, right?
That's my goal, yeah. It's quite a project, but it's been very rewarding to do, and it's very well received by my community and my patients, and certainly international recognition, which is something beyond what I thought was going to happen as quickly as it has. It's just very humbling for me, and I'm just very grateful to be able to finally share a lot of my wisdom with others, and hopefully they can just continue to pass that on.
Yes. Dr. June, this takes me to another point associated with writing. What really inspires you to create and write?
Well, I think inspiration for me usually comes when I'm outside in nature. And what I find is if I'm outside in nature, that's when my thinking's clear. That's when I can feel things more deeply. And I have thoughts come to myself, honestly. And I oftentimes will come back from a walk or a run, and I will just jot the thoughts down so that I don't lose them. What I have found, they became seeds, if you will, and I was able to weave those seeds into chapters in this book. So for me, that's a big inspiration. And then the reward behind that is when you see the joy on a patient's face when you're sharing this information with them and they're getting their aha moments from what you're sharing. And that keeps the desire going for just sharing very valuable information that I think just needs to get out there. And I'm grateful I can be part of that process.
Yes, that's incredible. Sharing your thoughts, getting that inspiration from nature, and, of course, your experiences and wisdom as an empowering resource for helping others. That is really great.
Thank you.
Dr. June, did you have any challenges in your writing?
I did. I didn't think it was going to be as challenging to write a book as it was. I just put that out there. What I realized was, having been primarily a speaker most of my career, when you have an audience, whether it be a one-on-one in my office with a patient or family, or whether it be in front of a classroom teaching students, or even at a convention speaking to a large group, you can feel the energy from the group or the person, and you can read the body language and see if they're understanding what you're explaining or attempting to discuss with them, and you can see the nods on their head and the aha moments on their face, or the oh's, I'm not quite following you. You can read that in an audience. And writing a book, it was me and a computer screen. So it was a very different experience trying to determine whether maybe I need to go deeper on this subject or maybe I need to lighten the intensity of this subject to try and make it understandable, readable, and useful for the future reader. So that was my biggest challenge, not having that interaction of the energy of the people as opposed to the energy of the electronic equipment. So that was a challenge for me. But we overcame that, and I think with future writings that will become easier. But I just thought I would put that out there. Writing a book was a lot harder in that respect than I thought it would be.
So how did you actually overcome these challenges that you experienced, which can be encouraging for our listeners?
Yes. No, it was. So what I did is I would designate certain times. So I actually had structured times that I would actually go, and I would usually precede those times with a walk to try to think about what would I like to accomplish in my writing today. And I didn't try to do it all in one sitting or force myself to write. If there was something that was just blocked, I didn't force it. I would go do something else and then come back. And the more I started to formulate my outline and then recognized that I needed to write my book for my patients versus my peers and professional organizations, that's what helped me fulfill the book, when I could just start writing like I talk as opposed to trying to make it formal. That was helpful for me. And then getting feedback. I would give bits and pieces of my book to some of my friends and peers and say, what do you think? How does this resonate? Is this readable? Do you understand it? And so that was helpful. Getting some feedback from those you know you can really trust. They'll tell you the truth versus what they think you may want to hear. So those were two very helpful steps for me.
Yes, and that's so very important. Do you have maybe one or two favorite tips that you like to share with our listeners?
I would say if you really have a passion for what you're writing about, that's probably the biggest part of it, because then your energy flows within the writing and it's not as much of a struggle for pulling for words. So that would be one. Being very clear on the message you're trying to get out as well, not making the message too large maybe. I'm not sure if that's the correct wording, but stay focused to what's true to you and write what's true to you and get the message out to those that you feel would benefit from it. It's a process, so I guess be gentle with yourself along the way, but also I would say give yourself a pat on the back when you've done something well and it's well received by the members that are giving you feedback.
Yes, your passion and finding that joy, these are such smart tips and will certainly motivate our listeners. Can you just give us maybe a little brief summary about your book, a little bit about the book?
Sure. My book is primarily looking at how an individual, particularly females, but it does apply to men as well, how an individual can improve their overall quality health, including their hormones, by restoring their digestive health. And when we think of digestive health, most people have no idea the impact that the function and integrity of our intestinal well-being, if you will, how much impact that has on our energy, our sleep, our mood, our hormones, our aging process. And my goal with this book was to help educate folks on what they can do to improve their overall digestive health, to balance their hormones, to improve their sleep, to decrease their risk for chronic disease, to potentially reverse chronic disease that they may already have. I laid the book out in three primary sections, the first being the information sections, looking at what I call a silent epidemic, which is an estrogen dominant state that many of us in the world are experiencing today just due to the levels of toxicity in our world, overwhelming our body's natural detox pathways and the impact that our digestive health has on detoxification. So that's the science sections, looking at the function of the gallbladder and the function of the liver and the function of the microbiome and why they're important. So that's for the folks that really want to know more about the science behind it and function. The second section is really more what I title, instead of what you need to know, it's what you need to do. And that is shorter chapters looking at what you can really do to liberate your lymphatics to help with detoxification, what you can really do to build healthy bile, what you can do to really restore and support your liver health and your microbiome. And then finally, looking at what daily detox practices you can put in place to really help restore your overall health. So that's the primary functions of the book. Also at the end, I included several resources for individuals. So other books that would be a good reference, websites where they can go to find out more information about are their beauty products that they're using really toxic or are they healthy, where to find healthy home equipment like air filters and things of that nature, different organizations. So if people wanted to find out more about different environmental issues, that there's resources for folks. And then also resources on supplements that may be useful to support different areas of our digestive health. And then a very large section on different functional medicine testing that can be done to really help identify digestive health, hormonal imbalances that are just not available through our conventional medical model. So I wanted to be a resource book, an inspirational book, a how-to book, and an informational book all in one. So it was quite a project, but I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Yes, thank you for that. Your book is a valuable resource and also a lifetime tool that primarily helps women as well as men regain and improve their health. Dr. Jim, what do you find as barriers that women face when it comes to health care, since you focus a lot on women? I know many face body image issues and self-worth, and you help instill caring for yourself, loving and detoxing your body. Can you shed light on this?
I can. You know, when it comes particularly to women, and this applies to men to some extent as well, but women, because they do have shifting hormones throughout the month when they are menstruating, and many factors can impact that. And then when they get into their perimenopausal years and the hormones are fluctuating, it can be a very stressful time, particularly if they're noticing symptoms and they don't understand what they are. Because hormonal symptoms can be variable, and hormones work in synergy with other hormones. So when one is off, it can impact other hormones. And I find women have oftentimes sought support and help from other providers, and a lot of times they don't really feel listened to. They're not able to tell their story in detail, and I oftentimes feel that they are actually just misdiagnosed and undertreated. When you start listening to what the symptoms are, and I do a timeline, when did these symptoms start, what else is going on, we're looking at their sleep cycles, their diet, their stress levels, their exercise routines, their supplements, medications. When we are able to look at the big picture and we can see that it's really an imbalance in their hormones is the underlying issue, but then we have to help identify how they can fix it. In conventional medicine, if a woman comes in and they suspect that they're having hormonal imbalances, whether they're a younger girl or a younger woman, they oftentimes just recommend birth control. That's all they know how to do when a woman's having PMS symptoms and acne, and they don't really address stress, diet, lifestyle. And the same is in the menopausal arena. A lot of women are having a lot of complications, if you will, of menopause, and again, they are not afforded the opportunity through conventional medicine oftentimes to identify what they can do through nutritional interventions and detoxification to help restore health. So I think it comes down mostly to our symptoms are really just our body's attempt to tell us something's wrong. And women know that. They know when they don't feel well. But when they try to explain symptoms that are variable to a provider that only has a short period of time to spend with them, there's very few options for women, and they're very frustrated, and they don't feel well. And so when they're able to find a provider that can look at the big picture, which is more in the naturopathic realm or integrative realm, they feel listened to, they feel understood, and that, again, is where the healing starts to happen, when they feel cared for and they feel connected and they feel as though someone is really there to help them, not just patch it up with a prescription oftentimes.
Yes, and you take a personalized approach in your treatment, examining root causes, and that is so fantastic because you really look at each individual. And I love what you said about being a listener and really paying attention to what people are saying about what's going on with them.
Correct.
Yes. So, Dr. June, what impact would you like to see your book have in the world?
I think I'd go right back to my mission. My mission is really to move the world to wellness, and I was doing my best at doing that one-on-one in my office and teaching students, but I think the book is an opportunity to reach hands that otherwise I wouldn't have had a chance to shake and eyes that I wouldn't have had a chance to see. So that is getting this information out to as many individuals as possible, and bits and pieces will resonate with different people, but just letting people know that there is a lot they can do if they have a little more education in certain areas and they feel empowered to do so, whether it be one at a time or the rippling effect of the stone in the water. That's my mission, because we really do need to be focusing on wellness and not staying in a sick healthcare model. And I just want to be a part of that. And I want my book to help others, and I want them to pass that book on to those that they feel it can help. And together we can move the world to wellness a lot faster than I can, one can.
Oh, that's incredible. This is needed to help women and as well as men become active participants in their health care, their well-being, treatment to facilitate positive outcomes for themselves. And what you said is so encouraging and such a valuable contribution to sustain health worldwide. And as you indicated, to create that ripple effect for change.
Yeah, there's strength in numbers. So the more that we can empower others to take better care of themselves and improve their health, they're stronger and then want to help others. And so I can see this ripple effect. And that's what I think we really need, is more people that feel there are things that can be done and what they can do, and then share that with others.
Yes, and that's why we need people like you who help others, and you make a difference in the world. That's just so fantastic. So, Dr. June, how can listeners connect with you? Do you have a link where people can go to contact you?
Sure. Probably the best resource would be my business website. You can get to that through Dr. June Stevens, and that's DR, and then my name, junestevens.com, and that will take you to my business website, NorCal Natural Medicine, and there's some e-books available on that site. There are some prior posted lectures that I've done in the communities that are available on that site. Certainly some surveys to evaluate your health is available on that site. If there's a phone conversation that needs to take place, our office phone number, that's on our website as well. That is 530-691-4115. And, of course, we are on Facebook and LinkedIn. That is one other way to access us as well.
Yes, and I'm sure you've inspired our listeners worldwide, and your empowering wisdom is greatly appreciated. So thank you, Dr. June, for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world, and we really appreciate you being here and the generosity of your time and wisdom.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you. It's very much an honor to be part of your day today and to share this with others.
Thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today, and until we meet again, have a wonderful week.